Delta mama and a nigger jack man. Raise their Cumberland daughter in a Tennessee band. Played Springwater Station in. Couldn't play fast, couldn't fit in. Called a 66 Dodge from Carolina. Got her education on her mama's dime. She was singing in a bar called Comatose. Halfway rusted on a salty coast. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Buried in the sand, 500 miles from Birmingham. We'll rock a mountain cowboy in a rock and roll band. Plug his amplifier in all across the land. Athens, Georgia on a Friday night. Saw that little girl, she could sing all right. Something out of nothing with a scratch and a hole. Two old guitars like a shovel and a rope. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Now I understand on better terms since birth.
Shovels and Rope out of Charleston, South Carolina. Welcome to the Rock the Shack podcast country show, and this would be the second ever country show. We did one last year. It was going to be a regular thing, and now that we're doing a weekly show, maybe it will be. Who knows? But this is country show number two at any rate. And Shovels and Rope, Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent from Charleston, South Carolina. One of the cutest couples you'll ever see. Even a hardened pessimist like me looks at those two and kind of pines for love. And that song was from their new album, Oh Be Joyful, and the song we heard was Birmingham. And we're going to hear some new music, which has kind of become a thing on the Rock the Shack podcast. We're going to hear some really, really brand new music from Canadian artists from the Toronto area, Daniel Romano being one of those that we'll get to shortly. First, let's check out a couple songs about Cadillacs.
Hold tight to the little fist. Watch out when the start twist. That's what daddy used to tell him, boys, how to ride. There's a jingle in my jeans. Sore places in between. I'm leaving old Fort Worth with a push and a pull. Ten ball buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on the Cadillac. Well, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Bandana hanging on the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Out when it's proving what the wise men say. When you're riding that last one, make sure he's a fast one. Jump while he's moving. Tip your hat, boys, and walk away. Ten ball, buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on a Cadillac. Oh, we're talking to the cowboy in a Coupe de Ville. What if chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn up that radio. Don't think about a rodeo. Don't think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Yet it's a crazy circuit, but still you're working. Turn down that sound bar. Let's get up and check the scan. Pinball buddy, come on back. Horse trailer on a Cadillac. Whoa, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville.
Music is the only thing.
Guitars and Cadillacs, Dwight Yoakam. Welcome back, Rock the Shack podcast. And yeah, I got to say, I gained a little more appreciation for Dwight Yoakam. He was kind of a little too current for me to have noticed him or paid any attention, because I tend to avoid all the new country. But I saw him do, this is way back in the day, I just recently saw it though on YouTube, him do a cover of Carmelita. And I was so blown away by that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I've got at least one good Dwight Yoakam song somewhere in my iTunes. And that song has always been killer. So I think I need to delve a little deeper into the Dwight Yoakam catalog. Loved him in Sling Blade. I thought, man, the dude can act. Well, he can play a prick anyway, but as he did in Sling Blade, but he did it well. Before Dwight, we had the legendary Jerry Jeff Walker with Cadillac Cowboy. How legendary was he? Townes Van Zandt asked this guy for advice on touring, on being a musician, back in Texas, back in the day. So there you go. And we're going to play something else from Jerry Jeff Walker to close the show, which is going to be, well, I won't get into it yet, but it's going to be a tribute, and we'll end it on a bit of a sad note, but we need to remember someone who we lost in the year 2012. So well represented with the American country music there. Why don't we play a set of some great young talent from the Great Dominion? This is Kayla Howron to start, and just to show you that the country of Canada is no stranger to the country music.
Since you're gone, tried to love some other girls. Well, they even bought them dresses, rings, and strings of pearls. They don't love me like the way you do, 'cause goddamn baby, come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother
calling on the telephone, I need you blues.
Since you're gone, I tried to love some other guys. Even let them buy me desires. They don't hold me like the way you do, 'cause goddamn baby, come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother
calling on the telephone, I need your blues.
Do you miss me too?
Think about you every once in a while. Sure would be nice if we could spend a little more time together. Maybe we could be better. Do you miss me too?
I think about you all the time. You plow through my mind like a tiller time, tearing up my heart sore. Honey, you make my part boy. Well, since you've gone, took a couple gals to the picture show.
Is that so?
Well, I even took them down by the river, same spot that we used to go. But the eyes don't shine in the moonlight like yours do, 'cause goddamn baby, come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother
calling on the telephone,
I need your blues. Since you're gone, I went to Paris and I seen the sights. Well, I even took a gondola ride through Venice on a moonlit night. But every time I turned around, I was looking for you, 'cause goddamn baby, come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother
calling on the telephone,
I need your blues. We've got them baby, stay right here.
Love you.
Never gonna place no one
above.
Never gonna need nobody else other than you. Well, I woke up this morning and my head was numb. Couldn't get rid of you, couldn't get clear. So So I threw on my boots and away I run, just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. I caught me right outside town. There was a pickup truck and a guy named Joe. Asked him if he knew where a man might drown when he ain't got no place else to go. He said, I know a place and it ain't too far, where the beer's cheap and the food's alright. You can rent you a room right over the bar. Pretty sure it's still $25 a night. I said, Joe, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. No, my woman did me wrong, and my lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. I will wait, just come up and I ordered a draft. Said you the concierge, and she just laughed. Said I'm here on the queen's behalf. I'll take the penthouse suite with the four-piece bath. She said, I'm sorry, sir, but you're out of luck. Seems that our penthouse suites is all booked up. But I can get you a room with a brick wall view. I said, all right, honey, that'll have to do. I said, girl, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. No, my woman did me wrong, and my lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. I woke up this morning and my head was numb. Couldn't get rid of you, couldn't get clear. Threw on my boots and away I run, just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. Yeah, looking for a little bit of atmosphere. All right.
The side of the pool, waiting my turn, watching my friends, watching my friends. To be underwater, feel just like them, it must be something, surely something. The tiles are cold and the water looks freezing. How would I know to keep breathing? If I got in and my arms faltered, how would I know to kick harder?
Thank you.
my friend Joey would jump right in and hold his breath from end to end. And my friend Kelsey could do the dive 8 out of 10 times, but she done gymnastics and had a head start. I stand and watch the summer sun beating down upon me, down upon me. I close my eyes, man, I was dreaming, always dreaming that I was swimming.
Swimming by Matthew Bailey. Rock the Shack podcast. I'm Tim. We got some splaining to do in that set. You know, you play Dwight Yoakam, you don't have to explain a whole lot about who Dwight Yoakam is. But that set needs a little bit of explaining. Well, let's go back to the beginning. We started with Kayla Howren. Kayla, and that was actually a great duet with Jack Marks. And that's off Kayla's new record called Pistol, which is on Cameron House Records, a local Toronto label to look out for. They've actually just done a distribution deal with Warner Music Canada. And that song was called I Need Ya Blues. And after that, we played the Toronto troubadour Jack Marks, who duetted with Kayla Howren in the beginning of that set. From his 2009 debut, Two of Everything, we heard Exley's Blues. And we ended that set with Matthew Bailey, as I said, a brand new song, Swimming. You really got to let that song get into your head. Listen to it a few times. It just keeps getting better and better. And that was actually recorded one take live. And that you can get that MP3 from southernsouls.ca, which I've mentioned before on the show. Amazing website, full of great, great videos of a lot of Toronto bands and Canadian bands in general. And a lot of times you can download the MP3 from the video, and the sound is always amazing. So, and if you listen to this show, you've definitely heard Matt Bailey before, even if you didn't know it. He is everywhere in Toronto these days. He plays in the Romantic Dogs, Sam Cash's band. He plays in the Fancies, which is the Curdy backing band. And he plays in The Long Haul and wrote most of the songs, I think, for The Long Haul. All three artists we've played previously on the Rock the Shack podcast. And he's also got a solo CD coming out called Tendrils EP, I believe, but I'm not sure. But there will be a double CD release party on Wednesday. So if you're listening to this Tuesday, you still got a chance. Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. At the Transat Club in Toronto. So go check out not only Matt Bailey's new record, but Graham Nicholas as well, who we will play on a future show. And if I had anything available of his, I would have definitely played it on this show as well. But Matt Bailey's Tendrils and Graham Nicholas, his EP is Ruby and Other Bedtime Stories. Both sound super good. So if you're in Toronto, Transat Club, Wednesday. And now let's play a song from a brand new album. Toronto artist. This came out a week ago, 2013, January. It's going to sound like it came out somewhere around the mid-70s. This is a country gem called Two Pillow Sleeper. It's Daniel Romano on the Rock the Shack Country Podcast.
This morning when I woke up, it was just like the last. That lonely old heartache that haunts from the past. The memories of my old life when we knew it would last. But to forgive what I did is just too much to ask. 'Cause I'm a two-pillow sleeper, and everyone knows it's one. As I coast through the days, I step out in the town and I go on my way. But when I come home to the bed where we both used to lay,
Pillow Sleeper, Daniel Romano on the Rock the Shack podcast from his brand new record, Come Cry With Me. And check out the album cover on this. If you like that kind of music, this will be the best album cover you ever see this year. Basically, the album cover attracted me to, made me listen to the record. And I was not disappointed. Great album. And I got to tell you, when I was listening to that song, and the lyrics, of course, it's supposed to be sad, but I was looking over at my bed and thought, yeah, since my breakup, it's been 4 years, 3 years, I'm still a two-pillow sleeper. What does that mean? I'm not sure. Is that saying something? I don't know. But great album, great song. And Daniel Romano is he's in the band Attack in Black, and he's had some solo work. He's collaborated with City in Color and Julie Doiron. And he's also a visual artist who's done album covers. He's done T-shirts and posters for M. Ward and City in Color and Lady Hawk. And he actually did some posters, I believe, for this guy.
That girl, she has me running back and forth and over again. She says she's gonna love me, but she just won't tell me when. She won't ever say, 'cause she just wants to play. Oh, she just wants me wanting her again. She comes from California, so she's got lot of guys. Oh, that's where she was born, yeah, right beneath the old sunshine. I'm a lonely man, but she don't understand. No, she just wants me wanting her again. Ooh, she loves to know. Ooh, and I need to know. Ooh, everywhere she wants to go, that girl's a crook. Got my heart in a pocketbook. Oh, she don't even want to be my friend. She just wants me wanting her again. So don't you breathe a word of this, or I will be dead meat. You're better off ignoring her if you see her on the street. She'll treat you the same. She hardly knows my name. Oh, she just wants me wanting her again. Ooh, I thought about it. Ooh, I can live without it. Ooh, I'm gonna stand up straight. I appreciate all the things she's done. Girl is smart, she'd be on the run. Oh, she'd be happy to dig a hole.
My love. spend a little time, won't you spend a little time on me?
Una Jean on the Rock the Shack podcast. That is Portage in Maine, Canadian upstart band, and they're getting a lot of love on CBC and etc. So we'll talk about them on a future show, but I'm really digging that album, and I feel like that's a band that I really need to start paying attention to. And yeah, Una Jean, I don't know if that's a girl's name, O-O-N-A Jean, then that's, I've never met an Una Jean in my life. I think that song might give hope to my friend Edlin, who has always wanted a band to write a song with her name, but having quite a unique name, it's never happened. There you go. If Una Jean can get a song written about her, then I'm sure you can too, Edlin. And yeah, if any of my musician friends want to write a song for Edlin, let me know. I'll get you the correct spelling. And before that, Ben Queller, Wanting Her Again from his Changing Horses record, which is very country-esque, obviously. Some sweet slide guitar going on. And the brilliant tie-in there was that Daniel Romano, who's a great new song we played earlier, has done some artwork for Mr. Queller. I want to thank you guys for listening. We got time for one more song. I think this has been a good show. This has been the second ever Rock the Shack Country episode, and I think we're going to do more of them. And we're going to go out with, I sort of tipped my hat earlier and said we're going to end on a sad note. And what I meant by that was 2012, we lost Susanna Clarke. Some of you might not know, a lot of you might not know who Susanna Clarke was. If you're hardcore into the country scene for a long time, you will obviously know. But Guy Clarke and his wife Susanna, if you don't know them, there's a couple documentaries you should probably watch if you like this kind of music and the outlaw country and the Troubadours, and Be Here to Love Me, which is the Townes Van Zandt documentary, features both of those lovely people prominently, and Heartworn Highways, which was a 70s documentary. Some people consider the still one of the best musical documentaries ever. It's recently, like a week ago, been remastered and re-released online. So Heartworn Highways, Be Here to Love Me. But Susanna Clarke passed away in the summer of 2012, at the age of 73. Guy Clarke is, I believe, 71 and still going. And I don't know what it is about Susanna Clarke that gets me. I feel this bond to this woman, and I can't really describe it. I see video of her, and I just, everything I see, I feel like I know her already, and I want to give her a hug. And so when I heard she passed in the summer, I totally bawled my eyes out. Susanna Clarke was not just the wife of Guy Clarke. She was a great songwriter, a talented artist. She was an art teacher originally who put that ability to work doing album covers for Guy Clarke's first album for Willie Nelson. And her songs were covered by anyone from Roseanne Cash to Emmylou Harris to Jerry Jeff Walker and many others. I talked earlier about how Shovels and Rope are such a cute couple. Guy and Susanna, if you watch those documentaries, I mean, they were a cute couple that went for decades. And I want to end this show with the first song that Susanna Clarke ever wrote, I'll Be Your San Antone Rose, which was a 1975 hit for the country singer Dotsie. And this version is by Susanna's friend, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Christine Albert. And this is the Rock the Shack podcast. Very much missing Susanna Clarke.
God, how many bad come on lines have you heard in the bar?
Can you start with just one and then you can fight over it? Yeah.
Garcon, garcon, give us two right over here, please.
If they'll only play another love song,
and if that Miller High Life sign stays dim,
I'll just keep your glass full of whiskey.
I'll whisper words I wish I'd said to him. Just ask me to dance all the slow ones.
Now hold you close and take you across the floor.
I'll gently lay my head on your shoulder.
We'll pretend this never happened before. 'Cause I don't wanna hear no sad story. Both already know how it goes.
So if tonight you'll be my tall, dark stranger,
you can be my San Antonio. I wish I could tell you that I love you.
I wish that he weren't always on my mind.
If wishes were fast trains to Texas, how we'd ride. My sand.